always comes to the microphone and reads us one of her poems, and it always teaches us about ourselves and our humanity. Let's have a big hand for Cheryl Perreault.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark, Ira, Ellen, and what a vibrant, strong, lovely feature tonight, Suzanne, Michelle, proper ladies, and Libby. So glad to hear Michelle and her howling piece. So I look for something in the canine territory to share with you. And this is called Suburban Coyote, and it was inspired by hearing one lone coyote out at midnight by myself one evening. An hour after midnight, I hear a lone coyote howling out her serenade of rhythm and blues, more of the blues, tipping her head to sing, to cry. Not on the open prairie, not in the desert, not in the mountains, but in the wooded lot across from my house, out in the suburbs. It sounds so lonely, desperate, haunting. It is a mother's cry. I hear her tears flow. It taps my soul. What is this lone coyote howling so low and tender? Is she singing to her young ones that there's no food left out there, that the woods are getting thin, that there's no place left to roam? Only source of comfort howling throat-parched lullabies, telling hungry young ones that people of the suburbs are people to be feared, people just like me. Not for hunting, not for trapping, not for violence, but for ambivalence. We carry in us, wondering what to do about hungry animals who trespass gardens, growl at children, prey on pets. Hearing their untamed howls which send out chills into the night. So we shut tight the doors with impatience to late night howls, howling and wondering how to provide food and home. Foreign thought to those like me living in the suburbs who bring home groceries in big brown bags. Shut tight the doors, keep out the cold, tuck in our babies, all safe and sound. Shut tight the windows to displaced matters like hungry wildlife who have no place to call their own. Out on the prairie, out in the desert, out in the mountains, now call the suburbs, pawing the ground, tipping their heads, howling the blues, and waiting for salvation. Thank you.
So Cheryl will be at the Umbrella coming up on 11/21, the Monday before Thanksgiving.